कृपया ध्यान दीजिए, द लैंग्वेज यूज ऑन द पॉडकास्ट मे नॉट बी फिट फॉर कंजम्पशन. वी वॉर्न यू, ट्रेड केयरफुली. बट लिसन यार, डोंट बी सो कंजर्वेटिव. Okay, before we start cock and bull with lots of interesting people, let's quickly talk about 7 million Ahmedabadis standing on a road to welcome Donald Trump. And my question here is, how do we know it's 7 million? How the hell do you know it's 7 million? Who the hell is that loser who sits and counts 7 million people? And what kind of country provides 7 million people with nothing to do, stand on the road and wave? I mean, who does that on a working day? Because Monday the 24th and Tuesday the 25th are working days. It makes no sense to me. It's called, Cyrus says, which now is called cock and bull. And we have Joel, who's joined us after a month or so. We have Amit. And we have our Silvery, our new leader in terms of producing. Let's go straight into it.
Yeah.
7 million people, Joel. What does that mean?
It's a rubbish number.
Was it like tongue in cheek?
Considering it's Donald Trump, it's like the 7 million people who attended his inauguration.
That is true. It's the same 7 million. Same mathematical factors are applied.
Yeah, we just pull this number out of our asses, literally.
Can you imagine if Trump comes back to power?
The only people will be celebrating the 7 million of Ahmedabad.
Yeah, let's follow that.
Yeah, I'm curious, right?
Must I be like 11, 10, 11 million. 10, 11.
Bombay's 20
so
million.
Bombay's 20 million, yeah.
Let's say, we'll find out. But let's say, even if it's 10 million, you're telling me that 70-80% of the population is forced to stand, Hail Caesar! Hail Caesar!
It's 55.7 lakhs.
So that's 5.5 million.
So more people.
1 minute! We have exposed the government. We have done a leftist odd job here. The nation needed to know and we have done it. We have got you figures which don't match. Suddenly we have 7 million and we have 5 million. Just do the math. We have minus 2 million.
I mean, like, there are immigrants who come in to see you.
So, Baroda. Right?
Cyrus, stop being an anti-national, please. Please stop being anti-national.
But Joel, the match boggles my mind. What do we do? We don't have 7 million. We have to outsource. Go to Bangalore, find me 2 million. All right?
Or go to Surat. Or Baroda.
Baroda, Surat. What's close to Ahmedabad? I think Baroda.
Baroda is closest.
Vadodara. You're right.
Rajkot.
Wow.
Rajkot's far. No.
But
Rajkot's
what's funnier far. Is that Donald Trump is very happy with himself because you can't find 7 million people in America like him.
Did you see this? His job approval rating went up 49%.
Yeah, after the trial. So-called trial.
Well, no, and after the idiots who did the Democratic debate. The way that they did.
The inability to take him on.
Well, not just that. I mean, like, so I saw a really interesting tweet, right? I mean, like, Donald Trump had never had higher job approval ratings, but what the Democrats are talking about, should billionaires exist? You know, they're talking about, you know, should private insurance be made illegal? Basically, everything which is going to throw a centrist off. They want to kind
but
of push
half of the nominees in the Democratic race are billionaires.
No, I don't think so.
Just two, one.
Bloomberg?
Bloomberg's the only
sure.
one.
Bloomberg and that other guy, no? Tom Selzer.
I think he already backed out.
He's gone.
At this point, I think it's just Klobuchar, Biden, Warren.
I got another idea. Why can't Namo run America for a few years and Trump run India? Let's outsource an exchange. Let's give them a chance. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea.
It doesn't really matter, does it?
I think it would definitely demonstrate how important it is to have somebody
in the pole position.
Yes.
To use a phrase. Any good thoughts about the event? But recording this just before.
Well, I mean, like, hey, he's coming to India. He's coming to Ahmedabad. He's got 7 million people coming to see him.
Okay, and how will it translate commercially and in terms of trade?
I don't think this stuff matters that much, right? I mean, like, India-US trade is going to happen irrespective of who's in office these days.
So the agreements that they sign always, they always sign these agreements and television cameras are right there. But they're basically just Pinky, where's Viren, is giving him a card, come and attend it. You know, it's one of those. That's what I think. It's always some silly, innocuous
signing. The most prominent one was that Harley-Davidson agreement, where they were...
But he criticized India a lot in Parliament over that. Yeah. About the octroi issues and all that. He's gone after us in the last couple of years. On record.
Yeah, no, it's interesting, man. I mean, like, he does talk about some stuff which is...
Especially the Harley-Davidson issue. Yeah.
Huh?
The Harley-Davidson issue, the motorcycle issue. We tax them and they don't tax us and all that, you know.
One of my biggest annoyances of Indian policy generally in the last 20 years, right, has been the fact that we have not promoted hybrid cars in urban populations, right? Joel's the car expert, so he probably knows about this.
Joel's also an environmental expert. He worked for the Times Group.
Yeah, but 20, what was it?
I'm
like a Honda Civic... a Honda Civic Hybrid was like 25 lakhs.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's an insane amount
and
of money.
Coming back
to
the electric movement, which is big in Europe at the moment and all that, it has to come from the government, right? We have to give you these outposts everywhere, otherwise it's never going
to
happen.
It has to.
Have a plug point, I have to have a charger, all that.
Yeah.
So no, that has to be in place. You can't have a video without a TV. The video has to come, I mean, the TV has to come first.
But these are hybrids. These are not even electric.
Hybrid is very important because you will run out of it. So that option is also there.
Yeah.
But coming back to the whole thing is the government has to, they keep saying, but they have to have this electric revolution.
They have to put this in place.
And that's not going to happen, is it?
I disagree a little bit over there, because what the government has always wanted vis-a-vis the auto industry is to prevent dumping.
Right.
Okay. Dumping. So for instance,
what are you going to do future in this episode? Yeah.
What I did already.
Oh, sorry. I don't know.
That happens in the future.
Yeah, I'm in the future, man.
Anyway, so what I'm saying is, like for instance, if you go to Sri Lanka, if you go to Pakistan, if you go to any of these countries with no auto industry, well, you have these big automakers that are mass producing cars, obviously in Japan or, you know, wherever, and then dumping them in the Indian market at much lower cost than what your local manufacturer can do. Okay, so what the government has tried, because auto is, I think, the second or third highest employer as far as the organized sector is concerned. Like, I think it's only after construction or one of those things where you have skilled labor in the auto industry.
So you have second construction, third auto, and first is those guys who attend the rallies, right? Those guys. Where do those guys come from? Zindabad! Ashok Zindabad! Like, who knows, man?
So it was, so for instance, I was at the Auto Expo last week or 2 weeks ago in Delhi, and Maruti Suzuki, which is the biggest auto manufacturer in the country, by a huge margin, they were like 49 or 51% market
is
share.
That so?
Yeah. They have discontinued diesel.
Get them on the show, huh?
They have discontinued diesel engines completely, which is massive for a Maruti to do.
So
because
what's the next step then?
Hybrids and CNG.
And they are confident.
They are confident, yeah. So they are moving. So they are developing their own technology. I mean, most of it is open source, as we know.
You're like, about private drivers, people like us driving the CNGs and all.
Yes, CNGs and hybrid. Yeah, so they also, apparently in the last 10 years, they've already sold 1 million hybrids. Maruti makes the smart hybrids. Yeah, and so they've opened a lithium-ion battery plant in Gujarat. And, you know, so they're moving in that direction. And that's exactly what the government wanted the auto industry to do, which, of course, would have happened earlier if not for the slowdown, et cetera, et cetera. But car makers are moving in that direction now.
But my question to you is Rahul Gandhi a hybrid? Because he's half Italian, half Indian. In that sense, he's hybrid. He's not a hybrid. We will leave that question. The floor went long. Move back to our leader.
Okay. Yes, you know, before we get into the next question, we should tell everybody that we are sorry for missing Cock and Bull last week.
Yeah, we are.
And we're going to give them like special...
There's a word that rhymes with cock. I something up. It's my fault.
No, but we're going to be from the hills. We're going to be doing two Cock and Bulls to kind of make up for that, right? So this episode is coming out on Monday, and Thursday we'll do a Cock and Bull as well.
Okay.
So that kind of
whatever he says.
Yeah, we're trying to make up for that. So we should just let people know that little program.
And if you're in the auto industry, the slump is over, Joel?
Oh God, no.
No. I always read like Mahindra records profit in this quarter against the run of play and things like that.
No. It's all like massaged information.
Massaged information.
Yeah. Still not looking good. The slump is not. It's not looking good at all.
And how long will it take in your estimation for auto industry to look nice and robust?
It dovetails in with the rest of the economy, right? So if the economy is doing good, the auto industry is doing well.
He's with Kejriwal. It's very clear. We know where he voted. Yeah. All right. What's next?
Okay. Next is an Uber driver takes poet passenger to cops for talking on the phone about the anti-CAA protests.
A little while ago.
That was like, this happened in the...
Yeah, about a week or two.
Last week.
Yeah, last week.
When,
and he then got felicitated as well by...
Yes, he did.
The Uber driver did.
Right?
Did you see the felicitation? They wrote it on a whiteboard. World's best Uber driver.
World's best Uber driver.
Which, something like that.
Which implies that his driving skills are good. They were more happy that he was able to reach the police station. Not about who he brought in what. Yeah, well,
I'd be very curious to know what happened after that felicitation, where they wiped it out and probably gave someone else some nonsense award.
I want to know what rating the poet gave him after that, because, you know, I mean, I'd be quite aggrieved. No 5-star for you. I'm in jail now.
So, again, just to be contrarian,
you're the Uber
always,
king.
As always, to be contrarian, right?
Yeah.
I don't have so much of a problem with the Uber driver going and taking this guy to the cops, right? Mm. Because, I mean, like, he's a dumbass and he made his choices, whatever. Mm. But the cops held this guy for like 6 hours.
Yes, that's my problem.
That's the bigger problem.
That's the bigger issue.
Yeah.
Right? The cops held this guy for 6 hours. You know, I mean, like, you know, they see something, say something, right?
Mm. Yeah.
And I think that's a good idea, right? If you're somebody, you see something suspicious, you should approach the cops.
The bail was more than normal because they said surcharge because of the time. Sorry, it's so unnecessary.
Yeah, while talking to the cops, the Uber driver...
Why are we joking about this? Because, I mean... isn't it ridiculous?
It is.
That you can take a guy.
I agree with Amit.
It's kind of ridiculous, but at the same time, if the driver is suspicious about something, this is the recourse he should take. But why do the cops hold him for 6 hours? That's the thing, right?
That's true.
They wanted entertainment.
That's pretty much
Gotta
it.
Go. Maybe his name was like Kishore Kumar or something. Like Mr.
No, he was a poet, right?
Yeah, he's a poet. So he's like,
chalo, limerick bolo.
I don't understand, yaar. Ek baar aur. Limerick? Urdu poet doing limericks?
Listen,
there was a man.
I'm a Philistine, and limericks are the only kind of poetry I can appreciate.
But I'm trying to think of a rhyme. There was a man from Muzaffarnagar. No, go take that forward. Come on. You, comedian, you. You, Silvery.
Okay. So a CCTV footage of a student being in Lucknow's Gomti Nagar area being stabbed to death went viral. Turned out an ex-MLA's son was the one who did it.
Okay. Why are we even doing this as a subject anymore?
Don't say ex-MLA. Once you're a politician, you're a politician.
Okay,
there's no ex. Yeah, this is a position of power. Yeah. This is Lucknow.
Yeah, it's crazy how like you often find out like, oh, politician's son did this, politician's son done that.
Well, that's because he's the little prince, right? I mean, yeah.
Well, go back to Manoj Sharma in our time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, how long that took to get, you know, sort of looked at seriously. Yeah.
So I've been reading these weird books, right? I read these Chinese martial arts fantasy novels, right?
You can't touch your toes. fantasy, of course. I'm Bruce Lee.
One of the interesting kind of like, you know, themes that they come back to over and over again is the powerful person's son. It's the same thing that
powerful?
You see. The powerful person's son, the young master.
Huh.
It's the same thing you see the Zamindar son. You see that in the Thakur son. You see that all over the place, right?
The bully.
Yeah, the bully. The halves, the rich.
The first scene of The Godfather.
There you go.
Hey.
Yeah.
Remember the senator's son.
The senator's son, yes.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's been a long time. Joel, I'm going to make you an offer. And my offer is, show me your testicles.
You know I spoke to you privately. You keep bringing it up.
That's a great impression, though.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, pity there's no video.
Yeah. No, that won't help. I'm stuck in audio for the government regulations.
But yeah, this seems like standard, right? This seems like fairly normal behavior for ultra privileged.
I don't want to give UP a bad name, but really, you know, sometimes, honestly, these stories. And what again, like you guys mentioned about the law, here again, the second part is more important. What happens to the guy?
Yeah,
who
the
does
perpetrator.
It? Yeah.
That's more important. Okay,
he got arrested for now, at least.
For now.
For
but
now.
Then, you know, we look
is
at
it. He,
we know.
He's an ex-MLA.
When will he get felicity?
So is he a BJP MLA? Or is he a Samajwadi MLA?
He was
But if you're a lost like, BJP MLA, you're not in favor.
But I think that matters, right? Because basically, if he was a Samajwadi MLA, then he's probably screwed. If he's a BJP MLA,
you know,
he's probably rocking.
I don't think that's even matters that much.
Yeah.
Because on the surface, they fight elections and this and that.
In a state like UP. It's a club of powerful people and they look after their own because sooner or later it'll happen to their kid. You know?
Exactly.
I thought I was being cynical. I know, but this is the truth.
No.
The perpetrators who are from influential families, check out how it turns out after 2-3 years.
Yeah.
Are they still in jail? Is the case still with them? Because in most cases, it gets overturned.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
Alright. Okay, next is Indian origin man stalked Apple CEO Tim Cook and tried to deliver flowers and champagne to him.
So I saw you said this. Why was it Indian origin man? Why was that in the headline? Was it
It was crazy because he's Indian origin. He's not even an Indian. He's a citizen of America. His name is Rakesh Rocky Sharma.
Now see, Rakesh Rocky is selling out. Rakesh Rocky is an obvious way to go. But if your name is Krishnamachari and your pet name is Larry, then you know I like that because it's so disconnected.
No, if have you not met any of these US techies? If your name is Krishnamachari, your nickname is Chris.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it's the obvious way to go. I like it when it's not obvious. It's more fun. Like then you ask them what's the and there's a path. You know why it's Larry. You got to figure that path. Yeah. So Rocky.
Rocky. What he did?
Why was he doing it?
Yeah, so he just basically he was accused of trespassing. Tim Cook is the Apple CEO.
Isn't he also you know prefers the.
No, read the rest of the story.
Saving you here, man.
Read the rest of the story.
So does he like the ball outside off stump or leg stump? That's my question. He's a leg side player, right?
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, that's not necessary. Why even bother with that information?
Basically the guy tried to give
him
flowers.
It's apples and oranges. I'm sorry.
Yeah, basically. And
I vomit again.
More high fives, Cyrus. All the high fives to you.
And one more sponsor gone. I mean, in every way. No. Yeah.
He was accused of trespassing on Tim Cook's Palo Alto property and tried to deliver flowers and champagne to him.
Hey, that sounds like romance.
He even posted his sexualized photos on Twitter and tagged Cook. Yeah, must have been like
showing his penis.
I don't know, seductive poses or something.
Showing photos of Tim Cook.
No, photos of himself on Twitter and then tagged Tim Cook on it.
Then now Indian origin makes
sense. So basically, he's just white people. An Indian man on the internet, essentially. He
only
probably
naked people, you know, Tim Cook cats is, and yeah, bears.
Tim Cook opens his Facebook others folders and finds Rocky there, like, hi, 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 dear, hi, dear, hi, dear, send Bob's. Why you no like me? I marry you, you are pretty.
I want to be friendship with you.
I want to be friendship with you. Yeah. And Tim Cook is like, what the fuck? Who's Rocky?
Raised on Stallone's Rocky series, or at least Sanjay Dutt's Rocky. So this Rakesh is not coming across. What is the thing? So he's in love with him?
No.
No, he doesn't like him.
Basically, yeah. I think he's in, like, obsessed with Tim Cook.
Oh.
And he's got a restraining order. Apple, as a company, has gotten a restraining order from this man.
Okay, so if your name is Rakesh Rocky, and if you're out there, we want you on the podcast. There's so much to ask.
Also, the name of the first Indian cosmonaut, you think it's him?
Yeah, Rakesh.
That is Rakesh Sharma.
That is Rakesh Sharma.
Guys,
right?
What are you doing?
You think it's
an iconic legend. This guy's a stalker who's showing his penis to people.
You think it's him?
Before we get...
I don't think it's him. He's old now.
He is old.
Just because you're lost in space doesn't mean, you know...
Hence Rocky.
Okay, I apologize. That's unnecessary. Why do that? He's an icon. Both are icons. One will be an icon soon. All right. Should we take a break?
Yes, we'll
take a break. Let's take a quick break because I've got to rush. We'll be back soon. Tim Cook coming soon. Back here. Just got a call from Apple.
Yes.
And very upset.
We cut out the whole last segment, didn't we?
We had to. We had to. And they're on board now.
We are very corporate friendly.
Have any of you guys ever stalked someone, male or female or whatever, for whatever reason?
Exes, we've all.
You have?
Don't include me.
Silvery, that was a return of service fast enough seen in my life. Yeah, of course, we all.
Digitally.
No.
That's not Silvery, physically.
Now is your time to explain everything. Give it the next 5 minutes. I want to know who, what, why.
It was an ex. I wanted to see what she was up to and was she happy without me, and she was. So that's it.
But what would you do? No, you just log into her Facebook page or more than that?
I didn't log in to her. I just checked out her what she was up to, like on Instagram or something.
Hi.
Yeah,
Did you send likes and not and all that?
You do dumb things when you are lonely.
Come on, tell us. No, you open up, man.
No. I went to her profile. I liked a few photos and I was like, oh, okay, she's happy, and that's it.
No sad puppy gifs.
Yeah.
You did that?
No, I did.
But did she get back to you in any way?
We still talk.
No, so no word got around that, oh God, you're creepy.
Oh, no, not yet. Yeah. Hopefully.
And did she see some other guy after that? You're still doing it?
No,
you're still doing it.
I'm not.
You just got another girlfriend last week, you said. You're still chasing the old one.
If Silvery's girlfriend, ex, is listening, block and delete, sis.
Both of them will block and delete now.
Both of them?
No.
What? Forget this podcast. This guy's more interesting than any guest we've ever had. No, I want all the criminal details. Wow, Silvery's a huge story, man. Raheja Complex? Lots more coming up from Goa Raheja Complex. Yeah. Alright, next topic.
Okay. So this one, a cool thing has been done at Anand Vihar Railway Station in Delhi. You can do squats in front of a machine for free railway tickets. This is a way to promote physical fitness.
But is it free squats or with weights?
So you have to do 30 squats for within 3 minutes.
To warm up your knees, Amit. Don't squat without warming up.
Yeah, for
bump to floor or half squat?
Full floor.
Bump to floor. Okay.
I think squats. In the video that went viral, they said, yeah.
It's like there's no bench.
They've been trying this out in Russia. And
Indians always ask questions.
No, Indians, you know what? The first thought that came to my head is how many people, okay, this is horrible.
Will you do potty when you squat?
No. How many people will be hanging around saying, like, I'll do 30 squats for you? And you get the free ticket.
These poor bodybuilders are standing around trying to make a buck.
Because we have literally people to do everything for us.
No, squat main karta.
Haan, exactly. So it'll be just these guys, like, I'll do these 30 squats for you.
Freelance squatting.
I'll give you the ticket and you give me like a little bit.
But what's
like
the point of this cut thing?
Just to create fitness, like promote fitness.
It's a good thing. Squat is a great exercise, no doubt. Or squat, as we say in North.
And netizens apparently have been very happy. They're like, wow, this
their life
really
is
great.
All is squat now. Yeah,
so yeah, because so many netizens take the train every day.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Yeah.
But this is something that I kind of found interesting, right? As a little bit of a tangent, the idea that all of these articles now are talking about Twitter reactions as if they're really part of the news now.
I thought Twitter was finished.
Oh, that was, you know who I feel bad for? Uh-huh. I feel bad for the people who have to report on these
things. Yeah, I know.
Like when some international event happens and you instead of actually following the event, you follow like people who follow the event.
And also if you're in the room.
And talk about what they are saying.
Room and everyone's discussing the big event where 800 people were killed by the earthquake, and then you say, and also in Rawalpindi at this point there's a squatting machine. You know, I'm just thinking the guy puts his hand up at that point.
No, what I meant was like, for instance, 800 people killed in an earthquake in Rawalpindi, but Kim Kardashian has this to say about it.
So I've been doing a little Bollywood research. So I've been reading some Bollywood Bollywood like text, right?
And first it's martial arts, now it's Bollywood research. This man is on something. Find out his supplier. Stop it at the source.
In that place, it's like particularly bad. Anything that happens, right? Anything that happens. XYZ actress is broken up with ABC. This is what the Twitterati
had. Pictures of them exiting the airport at 5 in the morning. What kind of job profile tells you to go and take a picture of an actress nobody knows or has heard of at 5 in the bloody morning?
That's a thing. It's called the airport look.
Yes.
But imagine the job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm standing there. I don't suppose a guy like you doesn't know who they are.
No, but it's not a bad job, Cyrus. If you're a photographer, if you're you're in one space. Instead of being a paparazzi, you have to jump from spot to spot to spot.
Yeah.
Instead of that, you have one single location to go ahead. Go stand outside the Starbucks.
I would be in porn. I don't see any other reason to take photographs. Either shots of animals or... Well, okay, leave it there.
Okay.
Because then if there's a correlation, that'll be terrible.
Yeah, I was just going to like...
Joel, my lawyer, has informed me that we will be...
Gesturing wildly. Yeah. No, no.
So we've got one predator on the internet. Then we've got me. We've got a martial arts expert. And we've got the squatter. Come on. Right.
Okay, so this is good news for Indian movies. Gangs of Wasseypur made it to the International Cinephile Society's 100 best films of the last decade.
Movie. Yeah, but it's as slow as you can. I mean, I like it.
Yeah, it's a great
But I just don't want to watch it. You know, that's the only thing. It's just
I loved it.
You loved it?
I loved it. Oh. Yeah. I love the hell out of it.
Okay. Yeah. But that's I saw 20 minutes and I said, that's Wasseypur for me. I saw basically at Rampur. I didn't even go further. I was like, there's no way I'm reaching there.
Like, I loved it so much that I don't remember what was the Oscar nomination that the Oscar film we sent. I'm sure it was some embarrassment, but I remember I was very upset.
Lunchbox or something.
Sorry?
Lunchbox.
Okay.
It was not Lunchbox. It was that that Gujarati film, Earth or Dry Earth or Scorched Earth or something like that.
Which none of these words are Gujarati.
I thought it was... Okay, you could. I seem to remember Gangs of Wasseypur not going. And
no, but
Lunchbox
it was not Lunchbox
instead.
Because I'd be okay with Lunchbox going as a nomination. But it was some other Gujarati film called Dry Earth or Scorched Earth.
Amit, he's going on saying Gujarati film like we are responsible.
Yeah, what can I do? It's my.
Which is the last Gujarati film you've seen?
I have never seen a Gujarati film to my knowledge. I must have seen them. No, that was not Sanjeev Kumar. That was Rupesh Kumar or something.
That's later.
Yeah.
Sanjeev Kumar himself was a Gujarati star.
Was he really?
Before he became a Bollywood star.
Even Paresh Rawal, apparently.
Paresh Rawal, more theatre.
I've seen that Gujarati movie. That the one that they remade in Hindi with Paresh Rawal in it. Oh my God. It was a play, a movie.
We've lost a youngster. Silvery's not interested in our conversation. He said Paresh Rawal. He was like, how old are you? Oh God.
Okay, boomer.
We have an Indian version of that coming soon.
Really?
We shouldn't talk about it right now.
Okay.
Because this is not announced yet.
Okay. And plus, we are running out of time.
And it has something to do with Joel.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Yes.
I'd rather see Gangs of Wasseypur. next.
Okay. Also, what the interesting thing to note was this was the only Indian film in the last decade which made it to the list. And it also made it to Guardian's list of top
100. Oh, it's of the 21st century.
Yeah,
of this century.
It's a decade. It's not even the full century. It's just 2010 to 2020.
So Kurbani would have made it, but it was in the 80s,
for example.
That scene where the Mercedes is bashed up for 50 paisa is one of the greatest scenes for me.
I agree. Of all time.
Kurbani is one of the
best. And
I
always ask my dad, can't we get a work like that for 50 points. Just couldn't get it.
So, okay. This one, I can't believe this is still happening, but...
You're a predator on the internet! How dare you pass judgment? No. There are seven women who left the city.
Class 8 student beaten up by teacher suffers fracture in Mumbai.
Oops.
And has to... Basically, the teacher is sued by the parents.
No, it's a terrible thing. I mean, how can they hit? But having said that, having kids and being around kids, how can you not hit them? Someone... I mean, really? In any group of 20, 25, there are 5 kids. You just want to, you know, I mean, which law stops that? It's almost like the right thing to do, you know, in your heart.
No, you know, not children, but adolescents, especially older adolescents. Like the other day, I was in an elevator. I think I was going for a movie, and there was me and a couple of friends, and there were these two dude bros. And they were all like skinny and gelled up and like smelling of axe and whatnot. And for some reason, they just looked insolent. And I just wanted to punch them. You know, it was not even.
So this is like racism.
It was not even rational.
Looked at the men, two skinny men, and wanted to kill them.
They
this
were not
racism.
Men.
They're
that's the point.
They were girls.
They were two boys. They were like adolescents, like young teens, older teens or whatever. Yeah. And they didn't even do anything to me. They didn't even look at me. And then suddenly I understood like why people hate kids. Because they just looked insolent, you know. I just want to like punch all those guys.
What I hate about young kids is the no personal boundary. They come and stand right at your hip and talk to you.
Hey, uncle, hey, what time are you going home?
It's just like, what the hell? Why do they do that? Why can't they be told just to stay away
like
and talk?
A foot and a half away?
Yeah.
But then they're small enough for you to push them.
No, I would never do that. What I do generally is I just knee them. You know, with my knee. Because that hits them in the chest area normally. Because you don't want to hurt anyone.
No, but seriously. I mean,
jokes about don't hit children.
Something like this. You know, you talk about evil. And you talk about the benign. How banal evil is. I think this is the best example of that. If you're an adult and you're beating a child to the point where I can get maybe twisting a ear or like a spank or whatever.
Once you start twisting a ear, it just goes from there.
No, I'm saying like break someone's,
once he snaps, this is, see, a guy hitting someone's a child arm. Is snapped. I'm not taking his side. I'm just saying he snaps. That's where the violence happens.
You know what? I don't think so. Because it's so like teachers beating on children, or like it's like a power thing, right? I look at it from that perspective.
It's not allowed in most schools now. I can't think of any.
Getting the point where you hit a kid, right? This is probably not something that's the first time this guy's doing or she's doing.
So in the story, it says that in the article, it says that the three girls were fighting during the break. So two of them were beating up this one girl. And so they all three ended up in the teacher's office. And the teacher ended up beating the victim.
Wow.
And the victim during the beating fell down, and that's how she got the fracture, which is just as bad.
Amazing.
Could she just join the beating in the halls? Why did she have to bring her there?
That would have been more effective.
Same time. Yeah. Really? It's not funny, Joel. Just get on with your story. No. Listen, let's be very clear. We don't endorse any kind of beating of anyone. No. Except maybe in Lok Sabha, because the members of parliament who have been elected, they should fight. But other than that, I don't see the reason. Yeah. Children beating, it goes back to the whole thing about the frustrated male who comes home and beats his wife or kicks a dog, hits the children. Like there's a lot of reasons for bad behavior.
It's a power thing. Yeah, right? You're like a big
because
person.
I can,
and you like exert this force on a person who can't resist you. I'm like, you punch a guy in the street, bad, but that guy could punch you back.
Yeah, correct.
Right, but this is a kid. He can't do anything.
And you're the boss of the school.
And you're the boss of the school.
Authority figure.
Did you get hit in school? I know I got hit in school.
I did also.
You also got hit in school?
I was in boarding school for 2 years.
You would have never got hit in school.
I was in boarding school for 2 years. We got hit all the time.
You got hit on, right? I think that things changed significantly, mid-90s, late 90s.
So I found out some time ago that I was the bully.
I found out the same thing.
Because I am 6 feet tall, and I by the time I was 14, I was fully grown.
My God.
Yeah, so I was a football player.
All your organs were developed?
Everything.
Ouch.
I was a football player, and and also I had like a caustic wit.
Okay.
And I was the asshole, as it turned out, when I was in school, because I met some friends like 10 years later, and they'd be like, wow, you were really mean to me. And I didn't know, man, I'm so sorry.
I was beaten by the girls, mostly just for following them.
But
like
did teachers hit you?
Similar story.
Did teachers hit you?
We had a few. Mr. Mehta, I hope he's still alive.
You got hit by teachers, though.
I got hit by teachers.
I'm surprised. I mean, like, you're significantly younger than all of us, and I'm surprised by that.
I think, like, so I've changed like a lot of schools in my life because my father had a transferable job, and two of the years of my life, I was in 9th and 10th, I was in a boarding school in Panchkani. And over there, all the teachers.
The one Freddie Mercury went. St. Peter's? St. Paul's?
No, right next to that. Right next to St. Peter's was a school called Sanjeevan Vidyalaya.
Oh my God.
And Mangal Pandey ka shooting happened on our ground.
What are you saying?
Yeah, yeah.
With Amir Khan.
Amir Khan. The famous scene where he marches in front of the cannon and shouts fire. Yeah, yeah. That's on our ground.
Should have ended it there. Oh, sorry. So you were beaten by teachers, is it?
Yeah, yeah, all the time.
But can you tell us, what from your side, what was the wrong that you had done?
I remember once, I didn't want to, so we used to have compulsory games, from 5 to 7 in the evening, I think it was. Hmm. We had to compulsory go and play sports or play games, like as part of the boarding school
and
life.
You didn't.
And one day, I didn't feel like doing it. And so I was like just sitting in the dormitory, just minding my own business, doing nothing. And one of the teachers comes and starts firing everyone. And then I tell him, oh, I'm not well. So he takes holds my collar and like just roughs me up. And I faint.
Okay.
Man, you're a toughie.
Yeah. I know. So the teacher now freaks out like, oh my God, I just got this kid to faint. I don't know what to do. So now he's like waking me up, making me smell onions.
Why did you faint?
I'm not great with authority. So I...
Panicked.
Yeah, I think it was panic.
Yeah. Amit, don't shout at this guy.
Yeah, that's
Silvery,
fight or flight response.
No more jokes, no more jokes. And you want to be a comedian? If they heckle you, what's going to happen?
That'll be fine.
Oh my God.
All right.
Oh, you did that to get away.
On the stage. Yeah. I just faint on stage and people go mad.
Wow, what a story.
I know.
Yeah.
But we got hit for other things also. If we didn't exercise properly, like if we could do 10 push-ups.
Exercise is your bugbear. You don't want to play games.
Yeah, I don't know. Nothing about that.
You could just get a medical certificate to change the date every day.
Yeah.
I used to get whacked on the knuckles with like a steel ruler for being late for assembly, and I was late for assembly like 2 out of 5 days.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So you just put your hands out.
Just like put a fist out and then pack, pack, pack.
That's not cool. Yeah.
No.
I used to have another problem when I was about 12, 13. I used to get aroused for no reason, and in the short pants, you know, everything could be seen, and I would. Oh God! I don't know if that happened to other boys, but you know, I know what to do.
No, you're the only one.
I didn't have any sexual thought, but I was aroused, and then I had to just sit like that because I was uncomfortable in those tight shorts. And oh man!
Was it a boys' school?
Yes, of course. Of course. I mean, why ask? We have to do the AMAs. Let's do the AMAs. Follow me at Instagram and Twitter on Bored Brocha. I'm so bored, I need your help. I need your love. I need your touch. Okay, just follow me. AMA time, and we go to Captain Silvery. Captain?
Yes, Bharg Mankodi sends in. Hi Cyrus, does the IBM team ever warn you against making fun of someone they want to bring on as a guest for the show?
Ah, ask Amit this question. Amit,
have you ever given a warning? That?
I don't think, I think Amit and I have only one scruple in place, which is we try to balance, even if you don't believe in what we're saying. Other than that, I don't think with the guests, I can't remember offhand of any warning. Maybe once or twice we've got a corporate guest on, so obviously we don't attack the corporation because they are potential sponsors. Right. But if they don't come on 2 episodes down, we screw them.
But we're also very corporate friendly, right?
We're very corporate friendly.
Just generally, we love all companies.
We are their NGO, their collective NGO for all of them. Yeah. But have you, just think quickly, have you ever?
I don't think so. I can't think of a guest because, see, again, the thing is that the guests who we get on board generally now are, we're not going for.
We've had no right wing guests, for example.
Yeah.
We've had lots of left wing, but I don't think we're too many right wing. Well, we should get some right wing.
We should try also more. But
If you're a right wing guest out there and you want to be featured on the show, kripaya dhyan dijiye. If you are a right wing guest and you want to be featured on the show, please write into us at IVM.
What Cyrus says.
@gmail.com. After almost 500 shows, the idiot should know that.
And it'll be interesting to get AMA questions from right wingers also.
No, I'd love to have a show which is like a real version of an Odd Knob show, in the sense we have two people diametrically opposite, left and right, but in a civil way and perhaps funny way, like the
we did that once.
We've done it once or twice.
We did the IIT live thing, right? Where we had
and that wasn't bad. Held their own. They were very interesting. What are their names? Shazia and Sanjay Jha. Sanjay Jha. That's right.
So
we've gone off the question completely as usual, but we started in the right track.
Yeah. No, but I think that we are fortunate in the kinds of guests that we get. That most of them are not the kind who are going to get offended if we take their
You never know. We just apologize in the beginning and the end. That's what I've done with my marriage. Should be safe. Silvery, next.
Okay. Hello, IVM family. I hope you guys are having a great week. Cyrus, I wish the episodes for Lanso were a bit longer. One AMA maybe. I think after many months...
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. It is not.
Write in a question. Cricket talk for me is morning to night. Huh?
Yeah, cool. So this question could be included in a Lanso question at some point. I think after many months, I'm quite enjoying a cricket series, India versus New Zealand. I'd love to listen to your thoughts about it and also KL Rahul and Ross Taylor being in an absolutely amazing form.
So I think he should listen to Lanso to hear his thoughts on that.
But as we're recording this, India in a bit of trouble. 165 all out and then 70 odd for one with Kane Williamson looking really good. So at the moment, at the time of recording, India's on the back foot. But it's good. It's good for cricket because India's a high-placed team. And Joel is back from the toilet, so he'll join us. He had gone to, I won't mention what thing was done because there are two options. And we're not clear which. 50% it was one, 50% it was two. Joel's back. Cricket question answered. We will definitely get into Lanso and Kichawa longer.
Yeah, so we'll put a longer account. Yeah. We'll do a longer Lanso.
Yeah.
Next one is sent in by Siddhesh Ovalekar. Hi Cyrus, I came across an old episode of your podcast from 2018, Valentine's Day, when your wife was on the show. I remember Amit asked you what
is... Is she still my wife is the question you should ask. No,
I thought that was last year. No, like 2019, not 2018.
After 19 years of marriage, Amit, what do I remember?
Too long for him. Really? The nitty-gritties.
I keep a photograph of the kids now because I can't remember them. Yeah.
Okay. I remember Amit asked you what you love about your wife and you said that I love that she goes running but then she comes back.
Yeah, that's true.
He says that is a hilarious. That is hilarious on every fucking level.
You know, if you're married to a marathoner or one of these obsessive marathon running people, it's like another race of people. You know, there's so much you don't understand. Like how women have to shave at 4 a.m. I'm so emasculated because all the razors have her hair. And it's only leg hair. But she sits there and shaves every morning. Hope she never hears this podcast. I used to look at that razor and say, look at me. My razor is nothing. This is with my oriental features and all. You know, I don't have much hair.
So I guess you already answered that. Yeah. Answered that. But his question was, do you still feel the same about your wife? In 2020. Haha. Also, best wishes for Abbas for all his future projects. He was a damn good producer and co-host along with you.
Yes, but he ate a lot and took a lot of space. And the AC didn't work because he quietly put it high. So I found out a lot of things about Abbas. And that's why I had to let him go. For God's sake, don't make me sweat. I've been saying this from the beginning. But Abbas is not my wife. Aisha is my wife. They sound similar, but they're different people. Okay. Of course, after 10 years, they all look the same. What does it matter? Oh God, that sounded wrong. You know what I mean?
And plus, Abbas has far more hair.
Yep. Well, yes. As far as leg hair goes, yes. Why do I know that?
Okay, the next one is hi Cyrus, Mayur here again. This question is for Antariksh Silvery. Wow, I got my first question.
Hey, is he said Silvery?
He said Silvery.
So apparently Antariksh is a little context for Joe. Antariksh's brother's name is Goldie.
Yeah.
And the option for him was Richie or Silvery, and they went with Richie. So I said that's a mistake. We have to go back to Silvery. I mean, what a name.
Do you have another brother?
I have an older brother.
His Bronzy.
Bronzy. Yeah.
They've got a dog called Fourth Place.
Let's go down the scale. Nikhili. Tini.
So he says, this question is for Antariksh Silvery. Dude, I've watched you on the horrible web series called Goo, Gags of Officeport. This is actually true. I've done a web series. I've acted in a show. Huh. It was about this small group of people in an office. And it was really... Apparently, according to this guy, he's a fan of the show, but also think that's horrible. So, I don't know.
Sometimes says, horrible is a way of showing respect. You understand context. Yeah, then.
Cyrus, please watch this show. I can't find it on YouTube, but it was like those bad shows that you want to watch again and again.
But why can't you find it on YouTube?
I think it was on a channel called TUP Madness, and the producers of the show have moved on to other stuff. So maybe they're trying to hide their old catalog of work. I don't know. But it's no longer there.
If someone can pull something of YouTube and not find video on today's internet, that means it must have been
really. I'm looking at a political hand here. I would have said China because they're suffering so much. I'm not going to say China, but what the hell's going on?
But maybe we'll create the Streisand effect over here and it'll go viral.
Yes.
I was yesterday looking for a trailer of a movie called The Way Back, right? So it's a Ben Affleck movie and he's on like a bunch of basketball
stuff. Is it about his career?
No, it's about kind of is. But the auto search on YouTube was all like Way Back full movie in English, Way Back full movie in Hindi. That's what I was looking for, a trailer, and that's what I was saying is the auto search.
Wow, auto searches.
Yeah. But what is it called again? Officepur.
Gags of Officepur.
Or like Gangs of Officepur. Gags of Officepur.
Like Goo.
Goo.
Smart.
Yeah. Somebody smart out there in the internet universe, find Goo. Yeah. Goo is important to all of us to elevate ourselves to a national level of happiness. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Excellent.
He goes on to say, I hope there's a season 2 or something coming up. 4 years have gone by since season 1.
Silvery, you know Abbas would never have done this. Promoted himself.
No, I'm not.
I have a guest. You've just spoken about in a very nice self-deprecating way. He's plugged himself for fucking 15 years.
Not self-deprecating. That's the point I was going to make. Yes, like normally people are like shamelessly, here's a self-promotion. Yeah. Here's a bit of a plug. But no, Silvery hasn't
bought it. Smoothly done. Smoothly done.
All, okay. And then moving on to the next question.
Okay, last one.
Okay, okay.
100 minutes of AMA.
Okay, this one says, North Indian with nicknames, sent in by Nitya Singh. He says, "Hi, Cyrus and everyone. First of all, thanks for releasing a new Cock and Bull episode every Thursday. That is the most dreadful day of
one week. On the one week, we dropped the ball. I mean, that's so sad. That exposes us. Oops.
Oh. That is the most dreadful day of the week for me, as I have too many meetings, and it's nice to hear somebody talk about who is not trying to bore me to death. There is one thing I keep wondering about.
We have presented an AV here to explain how corporate governance will change the way the structure has fallen into place in the last 3 weeks. If I can just show you, bear with me, it's not working.
Will there be synergies
between them?
Will there be out of the box thinking?
Absolutely.
Will there be alignment?
Silvery, don't laugh.
No, but I'm not coming for this meeting as long as there are guardrails. So guardrails? So guardrails. Wrapped up this project I was doing for one like big corporate company, and obviously had to deal with them a lot. And everyone,
they paid you now before you tell the story.
Yeah, they did. Very well. That's what it is. Everyone wanted to be aligned. Okay, I am aligned with this. I am not aligned with this, and everyone wanted guardrails.
Okay, what's guardrails?
So guardrails is basically, these are things you can do and cannot do.
Oh, like a
Literal guardrail.
Like a line of
boundary. Like a line in the sand. That we won't do this.
Where does guardrail come from?
It's what you have on the hills, no? When you're
I've just come from Himachal.
Yeah, on the highway. Himachal has no guardrails.
They have guardrails and then they stop. So as you get more confident, you say you don't have the guardrail.
Yeah. There is one thing I keep wondering about. What is Cyrus's issue with people having nicknames up north? Why can't a man named Jitender be called Monty?
I love it. Honestly, I absolutely love it. I every time I have a pal like that, I have to find out more. Like, I've had so many. I've had a Lajwinder called Vicky.
Okay.
Sometimes there's no connection. Another guy said, you know, his cousin who died fighting the forces also, they gave him the name. And the name is not connected. But it's always good to know why.
Cyrus, I'm pretty sure you have a nickname.
My nickname is the worst because it's, again, an emasculating name. My parents used to call me Silu.
Silo.
And when the guys at MTV heard my parents, because they shot them for some anniversary,
they thought you were a Marathi girl.
They all started calling me Silo. Yeah. And when you say it with a smile, it just, I'll try it, please. It just,
Silo.
Yeah. There's no masculine feel to it. Am I right? Do it again. See.
Silo.
See, there you go. I mean, really. I should hide that name. That was a shameful name.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Okay.
Amit, what's your pet name? Oh, God, Bumpy!
We've been through this.
Bumpy! Oh, Banjo, to Punjabi go! Banjo! Bumpy! Where is Amit and where is Bumpy? You explain, Silvery.
That's true.
There is no connection. Except the alphabet. A for Amit, B for Bumpy, C for Chutia. That's the only thing I can think of.
Okay. Also, why does it have to be the way people do it in the West, that is, derive the nickname from the real name? It could be...
No, they also do the satirical, the sarcastic...
Joel
would be called Baldy because he's got so much hair. So
Or Tiny.
Tiny for a big guy.
Or Skinny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a man with one ball would be called Balls.
Balls.
Well, that really nobody knows. I mean, they shouldn't.
I told you this in confidence.
Are you aligned? Oh, I think that's enough, bro. Please. Okay. I'm sweating.
Fine.
Cheers. Okay, catch us on any of the podcasting apps, please. We beg you, we need you. Send us your questions on Twitter on Cyrus Says In. Or you can email us, even if you're not female, on whatcyrussays@gmail.com.